We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all love our list, and now we've got coaches on the list. So CBS Sports has come out. This is Cody Benjamin. And first of all, let me ask you, Dustin, who do you think was number one on the list as far as head coaches in the National Football League?
Belichick.
Not. I thought that would he would still be number one, but he is not. And believe it or not, he's not even number two.
Andy Reid?
Andy Reid is one. Sean McVay has taken over the two spot from Belichick. So you've got
Belichick's three?
Yeah. Andy Reid one, Sean McVay from the Rams two, Bill Belichick, Patriots three. Mike Tomlin, who some in Pittsburgh want fired. Mike Tomlin is four. And rounding out the top five is another AFC North coach, obviously John Harbaugh. Where do you think? Where do we, we're at 32 coaches, where do you think Cody Benjamin has slotted our guy, Kevin Stefanski?
I mean, he's got to be somewhere in the bottom half, I'm guessing.
That's what I thought too. And I mean, like, and I don't mean this as a, like, if this is after 2020, I think, oh, man, he could be top two, even though it was only 1 year. But, I mean, considering the circumstances and the, you know, what they were not allowed to do because of the pandemic and then breaking the playoff streak, like, he would have been high. Then last year happened, so you're like, all right, what do we think of Kevin Stefanski? What do they think of Kevin Stefanski? He's got him at 13. Cody Benjamin does. Let me just read quickly what he says about Kevin. He says, after 1 year in Cleveland, Stefanski looked like a sure bet to steady a long, shaky line of Browns coaches. After 2 years, the picture is cloudier, largely because of Baker Mayfield's physical deterioration and Stefanski's odd insistence on milking the QB anyway. That's interesting. Let me repeat that.
Yeah, repeat that.
After 2 years, the picture is cloudier, largely because of Baker Mayfield's physical deterioration and Stefanski's odd insistence on milking the QB anyway. Now, his offensive designs will really be tested with polarizing new quarterback Deshaun Watson on the verge of a potentially unprecedented suspension, leaving journeyman backup quarterback Jacoby Brissett as the point guard. But he's got him 13. Frank Reich is ahead of him at 12. Okay, this is where, at least pre-show, we had a bit of a debate. Not spirited, no yelling, no cursing, just very, you know, casual. Where would you put it this way, Kevin Stefanski's 13. Would you go Zach Taylor from the Bengals? I'm gonna play like Bob Barker. Sure to have your, help control the pet population. Sure to
have your pet spayed or neutered.
So long, everybody. Zach Taylor of the Bengals, you putting him higher or lower than Kevin Stefanski?
Got to be higher.
Not the case. Matter of fact, he is not higher than Kevin Stefanski. He's not higher than Cliff Kingsbury with Arizona. Here's the thing with Zach Taylor. He has made a lot of boneheaded decisions. Like, he's another one that, you know, before last year, and obviously you have to take that into account, Zach Taylor and the Bengals took the entire NFL world by storm. I mean, nobody thought they were going to be winning the AFC North. Nobody thought they'd be winning the AFC and might very well win the damn Super Bowl, and they damn near did it. So The Bengals, you got to give them credit for last year, and along with that goes Zach Taylor. But what's interesting is he's still a guy that, I mean, going into last season, Cincinnati fans, I don't know about this guy. He's, you know, some of the players don't really like him too much, and then he makes some boneheaded decisions down near the goal line in the red zone. But Zach Taylor is actually ranked behind. So would you rather have, forget about this ranking for a moment, Dustin, being objective as best you can, would you rather have Kevin Stefanski leading your Cleveland Browns, or would you rather have Zach Taylor leading your Browns?
I'd take Stefanski.
I would too, which is why I'm not surprised to see him higher. Now, Keith, you thought Zach Taylor should have been a bit higher on this list, correct?
Well, I just feel like some of the coaches that are in front of him. I mean, I get that Joe Burrow is like one of the best top 5-6 quarterbacks in the game right now, most of us think anyway. But, I mean, give Zach Taylor credit for at least getting the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't know that – obviously they don't get there without Joe Burrow, but give him some credit for that. And some of these other coaches have – I'd think above-average quarterbacks, and they haven't even won playoff games, really. They haven't even got to the playoffs.
Okay, so I read the skinny on Kevin Stefanski. Here is what Cody Benjamin, again, CBSSports.com, he ranked all the coaches, all the NFL head coaches, 1 to 32. And he's got Zach Taylor of the Bengals at 15, and he writes, he might be the biggest wild card of the entire group. Cincinnati will keep buying him beers for the way he oversaw the 2021 underdog run to the Super Bowl, but it's hard to fully overlook. Here we go. Fully overlook the tepid big game play calling and more so the ghastly record he racked up prior to Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase's emergence. The good news for Taylor is that as long as his offense keeps Burrow upright and on schedule, he'll keep rising up the ranks. Yeah, I think this is actually fair for Zach Taylor. Because, yeah, you absolutely have to take into account that his team made the Super Bowl, but I don't think it necessarily, and judging by this list, I don't think it necessarily just has Cody Benjamin or anybody out there just saying, yeah, you know what? That other stuff just goes away. Because you wondered about play calling. Play calling in the red zone was very, very questionable from him.
Yes.
So who is the... Duffy, before we get out, who is the worst, according to Cody Benjamin, who was ranked numero 32? I think it's 32. Who's number 32?
Okay.
I'll just, because this is one, it really is.
It's a tough one.
I'll just
Robert
tell
Saleh?
Lovie Smith.
Lovie Smith.
But, I mean, again, you're looking at the situation.
Don't tell Brian Urlacher that. Oh, he went nuts yesterday or 2 days ago about Lovie getting fired after their 10-6 season in Chicago.
So he thinks Lovie Smith is going to – you never know. You know, Davis Mills, they like him at quarter. Yeah.
Yep.
They seem like the Texans seem like they've got one of those rosters right now where they don't have stars, okay, necessarily – they've got a lot of like middle of the road type guys. So it's not, you don't have stars. You don't have like horrible players. It's like all like mid-level type contracts, mid-level type players is what it feels like.
Yeah. I mean, I get the line that he said about Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor's record without him, but like the one that I don't get is Cliff Kingsbury. He's one spot in front of him. His first season, he went 5-10-1. His second season, they started 5-2. They finished 8-8, missed the playoffs. Last year, he was on, they had a really good start, 10-2, finished the season 11-6, and they got blown out in the first round of the playoffs. So, like, what has Cliff Kingsbury done and beyond when he's had Kyler Murray?
That's a good point, but I wonder if Kingsbury is not getting dinged because Kyler Murray can't stay healthy. Like, that might be one of those things where, hey, it's not the coach's fault that his quarterback got hurt, but It's something that's not going away with Kyler Murray.
But what did he have before that? A lot of people were even shocked they hired him in the first place because he didn't really have a ton of success in college.
Yeah. So interesting little list, obviously. Mike McCarthy of the Cowboys, 18. I don't know if he's gonna You think he's back in 2023? You think he's the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
I do.
Do you really?
I think they could have a good year.
Okay. We shall see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.